News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
During an Oireachtas Health Committee meeting yesterday, Dr. Cliona Murphy from the National Women and Infants Programme said that Ireland's high C-section rate is partly linked to more older mothers and partly linked to obesity rates in the country. With me is Professor Jennifer Donnelly, consultant obstetrician at the Rotunda Hospital. And oddly, Jennifer, the Rotunda, even if we look at the cases within Ireland, the Rotunda has one of the highest rates of C-section, albeit probably because you're a tertiary referral centre, I assume.
Hi, Anton. Thanks very much for inviting me on to talk about this very important topic. And I think just to put it into context, that in fact, the cesarean section is the most frequently performed major surgical procedure worldwide. And there's nearly 29 million births per year by cesarean section. So about 50 births a minute all around the world being babies being born via cesarean section, about one in five births globally. So this isn't just an issue we're facing here in Ireland, but in Europe and around the world. And I think that it's something that kind of healthcare providers, policymakers, and obviously women, families, people having babies are very interested in, and also kind of keen to know what these reasons might be. And indeed, there are very complex reasons, I think, for this.
Now, the complexity, though, is not unique to Ireland. And if you compare us with some of our EU fellow member states, they would have fairly similar demographics, but much lower C-section rates.
So I think if you look around Europe, there are varying levels of C-section rates. For example, in the Nordic countries, which is often discussed as kind of as a low C-section rate area, and certainly they have a much lower rate. However, we're certainly not that dissimilar. Say, for example, Italy has a higher C-section rate to us, would have a similar kind of population as well as Poland, also having rates in the 40s, whereas Ireland overall has rates in the mid to late 30s. And as you said, varies unit by unit. And I think all of these figures are publicly available and are looked at very carefully. And Cliona Murphy, as the clinical lead for the National Women and Infants Health Programme, they have published, they're very open in publishing data. And I think it's really important that people have accurate information to guide, you know, I suppose their choices and also to be aware of what's happening around the country.
So who's the benchmark? Is it the Netherlands?
So there is no benchmark. I think you have to look at which, I mean, obviously a figure that's quoted often is the WHO 15% cesarean section rate, which was postulated in the late 1990s. But since then, cesarean section rates worldwide have increased, and very few countries, or no, that I'm aware of, countries in Europe have an average cesarean section rate of 15%. Even in the Nordic countries, mostly it's around the 20% mark. So I think that, you know, it is definite, there is no benchmark per se, but what's important world or European or worldwide, but within each country to look at what are the different rates that are driving, because there's obviously different demographics. If you look at the average, for example, rates of obesity, as you mentioned in the introduction, in Ireland, the rates for women giving birth who have are in the obese or overweight range can be up to 30%. And this can result in additional complications, which can lead to increased risk of cesarean birth, whereas in other countries, they have lower rates of obesity. And of course, that is not the only reason for drivers, but also women having babies later, obviously due to multiple factors, including social factors as well as personal choice. There's also an increased rate in women giving birth for the first time, and that's happening at older ages. And at older ages, there are increased risks of complications, of obstetric complications. And also, it's really important to include women's choice and their autonomy in decision making. And because of these factors, some women may choose to give birth by cesarean.
Jennifer, thank you. Professor Jennifer Donnelly, consultant, obstetrician at the Rotunda Hospital.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.